This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Members of a Pakistani delegation are back in Islamabad today after a visit to Afghanistan. They apparently failed to persuade Taliban leaders to give up Osama bin Laden, who is suspected of being involved in last week's terrorist attacks in the United States. Hundreds of senior Afghan clerics are meeting in Kabul to deliberate bin Laden's fate. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The Pakistani delegation, headed by the country's intelligence chief, returned to Pakistan last night after failing to persuade the Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Omar, to hand over the man President Bush has indicated the U.S. wants dead or alive. Sources close to the government say Pakistan now believes it has done what it can as a friend of the Taliban without success, that the Taliban remains defiant even in the face of military action by the U.S., action that has the official support of the Pakistani government. Pakistan Foreign Ministry spokesman Riaz Mohammad Khan.
Basically, the war is against terrorism. There is no other description to it. And in that war, there is an international coalition, there is an international consensus, and Pakistan is part of this consensus.
Pakistan, already reeling under economic sanctions imposed by the West after its nuclear tests in 1998 and President Musharraf's bloodless coup a year later, is facing a possible backlash as a result of its decision to support the U.S., a backlash that could come from political and religious groups with ideological and in some cases financial links to the Taliban, and from some ordinary Pakistanis who consider the Taliban friends and Osama bin Laden a hero. Pakistan is also facing what relief officials are describing as a potential refugee crisis. Yusuf Hussein is with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
Many, many people are on the move. We believe because of the fragile situation in Afghanistan, the fact that there is not enough food and support to continue to sustain the populations that are already displaced inside.
Pakistan is already home to more than 2 million Afghan refugees. Housing and feeding many more would be difficult and might add to the instability many here predict would follow an attack by the U.S. on targets inside Afghanistan. Today, the U.S. ambassador to Pakistan, Wendy Chamberlain, met with Pakistani officials to discuss the refugee issue and offer Pakistan additional help in dealing with the expected flood across the border. She also praised President Musharraf for his cooperation with and support for the U.S.
He has been enormously supportive of us, the United States, in a period when we have come to him with certain requests. And you will find that we will stand by our friends who stand by us. We are currently looking at any number of ways to be responsive to Pakistan as they have been responsive to us.
Economic assistance, perhaps even the lifting of sanctions, would help President Musharraf pacify some elements of society unhappy with his decision to help the U.S. Ambassador Chamberlain today insisted, however, that Pakistan had attached no conditions to its offer to help, nor, she said, have any specific details of what the U.S. wants from Pakistan been presented here. A team from the U.S. is expected in Pakistan shortly. It may be bringing those details. In Kabul, meanwhile, the Islamic clerics brought together to ostensibly decide Osama bin Laden's fate were reportedly told by the Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Omar, that demands for bin Laden's surrender were part of a conspiracy to destroy the Taliban and Afghanistan. The Pakistan-based Afghan Islamic Press said that Mullah Omar, in a speech read to the clerics, said the enemies of our country and our true Islamic system look on us as a thorn in their eye and are seeking excuses to finish us. Bin Laden, Mullah Omar said, is one of these excuses. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.